ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 एंड 15। टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। नमाम कर्माणि लिम्पन्ति नमे कर्म फले स्पृहा इति माम यो बिजानाति कर्म भीर न सबध्यते। नमाशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, देर इज नो वर्क दैट अफेक्ट्स मी, नॉर डू आई एस्पायर फॉर द फ्रूट्स ऑफ एक्शन। One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work. Purport. As there are constitutional laws in the material world stating that the king can do no wrong, or that the king is not subject to the state laws, similarly the Lord, although he is a creator of this material world, is not affected by the activities of the material world. He creates and remains aloof from the creation. Whereas the living entities are entangled in the fruitive results of material activities because of their propensity for lording it over material resources. The proprietor of an establishment is not responsible for the right and wrong activities of the workers, but the workers are themselves responsible. The living entities are engaged in their respective activities of sense gratification, and these activities are not ordained by the Lord. For advancement of sense gratification, the living entities are engaged in the work of this world, and they aspire to heavenly happiness after death. The Lord, being full in Himself, has no attraction for so-called heavenly happiness. The heavenly demigods are only His engaged servants. The proprietor never desires the low-grade happiness such as the workers may desire. He is aloof from the material actions and reactions. For example, the rains are not responsible for the different types of vegetation that appear on the earth. Although without such rains, there is no possibility of vegetative growth. Vedic Smriti confirms this fact as follows. Nimitta matram evaso srujanam sarga karmani pradhana karani bhuta yato vai srujya shaktaya. In the material creations, the Lord is only the supreme cause. The immediate cause is material nature, by which the cosmic manifestation is made visible. The created beings are of many varieties, such as the demigods, human beings, and lower animals, and all of them are subject to the reactions of their past good or bad activities. The Lord only gives them the proper facilities for such activities and the regulations of the modes of nature, but He is never responsible for their past and present activities. In the Vedanta Sutra 2.1.34, it is confirmed, Vaishamya Nairgunya Na Sapekshatvat. The Lord is never partial to any living entity. The living entity is responsible for his own acts. The Lord only gives him facilities, though through the agency of material nature, the external energy. Anyone who is fully conversant with all the intricacies of this law of karma or fruitive activities does not become affected by the results of his activities. In other words, the person who understands this transcendental nature of the Lord is an experienced man in Krishna consciousness, and thus he is never subjected to the laws of karma. One who does not know the transcendental nature of the Lord and who thinks that the activities of the Lord are aimed at fruitive results, as are the activities of the ordinary living entity, certainly becomes entangled himself in fruitive reactions. But one who knows the Supreme Truth is a liberated soul fixed in Krishna consciousness. Evam gyatva krutam karma purvairapi mumukshubhi kuru karmeva tasmatvam purvai purvataram krutam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: all the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding of my transcendental nature. Therefore, you should perform your duty following in their footsteps. Purport: there are two classes of men. Some of them are full of polluted material things within their hearts, and some of them are materially free. Krishna consciousness is equally beneficial for both of these persons. Those who are full of dirty things can take to the line of Krishna consciousness for a gradual cleansing process following the regulative principles of devotional service. Those who are already cleansed of the impurities may continue to act in the same Krishna consciousness so that others may follow their exemplary activities and thereby be benefited. Foolish persons or neophytes in Krishna consciousness often want to retire from activities without having knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna's desire to retire from activities on the battlefield was not approved by the Lord. One need only to know how to act. To retire from the activities of Krishna consciousness and to sit aloof making a show of Krishna consciousness is less important than actually engaging in the field of activities for the sake of Krishna. Arjuna is here advised to act in Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of the Lord's previous disciples, such as the sun god Vivaswan, as mentioned herein before. The Supreme Lord knows all his past activities, as well as those of persons who acted in Krishna consciousness in the past. Therefore, he recommends the acts of the sun god who learned this art from the Lord some millions of years before. All such students of Lord Krishna are mentioned here as the past liberated persons engaged in the discharge of duties allotted by Krishna. So, in these two verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4th, Transcendental Knowledge, text 14 and 15, Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna how he should perform his activities and how the Supreme Lord is above the law of karma. Namam karmani limpanti. Krishna is saying to Arjuna that I am not affected by karma. Namam karmani limpanti. name karma phale spruha, neither I aspire for the fruits of activities. Iti mam yobi janati karma bhirna sabbatate. And even somebody knows this fact that Lord Krishna is not affected by karma. Even some person, he understands this truth, then that person is also not affected by karma. This is Krishna's mercy. That Krishna is giving the path or this knowledge, and by understanding that knowledge will become freed from all the karmic activities. This is Krishna's special mercy. And we will try to understand what is karma, what this term is. Sometimes people say that we are doing karma yoga, or we should just perform our activities. So what is that? That we will try to understand. Because for every action there is equal and opposite reaction in this material world. If you do good activities, you will get good reactions, good results. But if somebody does bad activity or sinful activity, then he has to get similar result, similar reaction. And this, many people in this material world are ignorant of this fact. Because that is the basic cause of bondage in this material world. Ignorance. Ignorance of true knowledge. That is the basic cause of bondage in this material world. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. Nobody's excuse is somebody is ignorant of the law. Correct? Somebody may say that I didn't know this, that whether this law existed. But the law of karma will not excuse that person. And therefore sometimes for some people it is very difficult to digest this fact, that why bad things are happened to me. I am doing all good activities, but still I am suffering. And he sees that another person or his neighbor or someone who is doing so many sinful activities, cheating, but he is enjoying. So for that person it's very difficult to understand. However, if somebody understands this science of Bhagavad Gita, in which these truths are explained, then he'll be freed from all anxieties. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are basically 5 truths are explained. 5 topics are there in Bhagavad Gita, main themes. Ishvara. Lord Krishna has explained about himself in Bhagavad Gita. That is because he had to give his about knowledge about himself. Because it was needed at that time. Arjuna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was not able to decide what is good and what is bad, whether to fight or to give up fighting. So therefore, Lord Krishna had to tell that I am not an ordinary person standing in front of you. Krishna had to take that position as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he gave knowledge about himself. And he made Arjuna as an instrument. And in that way, he wanted to give this knowledge to all of us. Because he knew that in future also there will be so many people, those who will not be able to decide what is good, what is bad. Sometimes we see that even in our mind there are conflicts. What should be done? Which decision should I take? So when we have this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then even we'll be able to take proper decisions in our life. What is good for my ultimate welfare? So therefore, this knowledge is so important. Then Lord Krishna explained knowledge about the living entity, Jiva. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki, Shishi Nitai Gaur Chandra ki, Shri Gopal ji ki. So Lord Krishna explained knowledge about the living entity, that is spirit soul. He told Arjuna that you are not this mortal body for which you are so much lamenting. You are spirit soul. And for spirit soul, there is no birth, there is no death. And this material body is perishable, is going to die. At some point of the time, it is going to vanish. And therefore, one who is fixed in that knowledge should not lament. Because those who have this knowledge, they know that for the eternal, there is no cessation. And for the temporary, there is no endurance. Such people are not bewildered. Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sato. Obhayarapi drishtantas tanas tattva darshibhi. Lord Krishna has explained earlier that nasato vidyate bhav, that for the eternal there is no cessation. That means that which is eternal, it is not going to end. It will remain eternally. And that which is temporary, it is not going to last. It will perish in due course of time. So therefore, this fundamental knowledge about our real self is important. Many times people are baffled because there is so much bodily conception of life. We think that we are this mortal body and we make so much plan. So many assets we gather, so many things we keep accumulating, thinking that I am going to live eternally in this material world. That is the greatest illusion. And Krishna is removing this illusion from Arjuna because he is giving the truth, the ultimate knowledge. And sometimes it may be unpalatable to hear this. Oh, I am going to die. One day everything will be finished. So I will lose everything. But one who is fixed in the knowledge, he will understand that what is going to vanish that which is material, that which is temporary, that is going to remain here only. We cannot take a single penny or a paisa from this material world. It is going to remain here, everything. So why to lament unnecessarily? Because we are attached so much, therefore when this attachment is taken away, then we lament. So therefore Lord Krishna is giving this knowledge about the living entity, that we are not this material body, we are spirit soul. And what is the position of this spirit soul? That spirit soul has connection with the Supreme Lord. It is not just some spiritual spark floating in the air, and it will, after liberation, it will just get liberated from this material body and merge in impersonal Brahman. That is one kind of perfection some type of transcendentalists they want to achieve. But Krishna is giving knowledge about that also. But he is saying that that also is not eternal. Because that is not the ultimate position of the living entity. So now Krishna is giving this type of knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. Then he is saying that Prakriti, what is this material nature, material and spiritual nature, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna explains about Kal, time. What is the time factor? How it is affecting everyone? We are all forced to move in the forward direction of time. We cannot go backward. We cannot go 10 years before. We are slowly pushed forward on this time scale. And time is affecting everyone. Nobody can say that I don't want to become old. Because old age is very painful. So let me just remain always youthful. It is not possible. Everyone, sooner or later, one will become old. So Krishna is giving the knowledge about that. Dehinosmi yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantar praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. Those who are sober, they are not affected, they are not bewildered. They remain steady in all these circumstances. So this knowledge, if someone is fixed in this knowledge, then he will not be affected even in the midst of the greatest calamities. That is the power of this knowledge. Otherwise, if there is some little bit difficulty in this material world, people get affected. Economic recession, so much chaos. People are thinking, oh, what, how it is going to happen? How we are going to survive? So much anxiety. But Krishna conscious devotees, they are not affected. They know that these things will happen. There will be sometimes ups and downs in the life. This is a part of life. But it doesn't get affected. And the fifth aspect or the truth in Bhagavad Gita is karma. Karma, Lord Krishna explains that this law of karma is very difficult to understand. Krishna is explaining in the next few verses that gahana karmano gati is very, very difficult to understand how this law of karma is acting upon everyone. And what is this karma? So in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this material nature consists of three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. These are the three modes of material nature. And above that, there is eternal time. And by the combination of these three modes of material nature, and under the control and purview of eternal time, there are activities. And that is called as karma. So this karma acts on the living entities, those who are in this material world, those who are under the modes of material nature. For them there is karma. But Lord Krishna is above three modes of material nature. So for him there is no karma. He is above time also. He is time himself. Lord Krishna is saying that kalosmi logakshaya krita pravruddho. I am time. And I am devouring everyone. So how can karma act on Lord Krishna? Because karma is there in this material world. In the spiritual world there is no karma. Therefore karma is not eternal. Karma is temporary. However, it is acting since time immemorial. Srila Prabhupada explains that time immemorial means it's very difficult to trace out when karma has begun. At some point it has started. And it will end depending upon our actions in the present life. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that even example is given that this karma, or people are acting under the law of karma, and they are always aspiring to achieve some kind of happiness. They are performing some good activities so that they get good results, pious activities, so that there is some conception of higher happiness. Means, let us do some good activities so that we don't suffer or we get some kind of happiness. And sometimes some people, they want to even go to heavenly planets by performing good activities. Because in the scriptures it is given that you do good activities, you will get good results. Or there are certain activities by which somebody performs some sacrifices, then he will be elevated to heavenly planets. And why somebody is desiring to go to heavenly planets? Because there is still higher enjoyment. He will be more happy, he will live for more number of years. So one naturally prefers to go at such places. But Lord Krishna is explaining here that this is not the highest happiness. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of it's a lower level happiness. Just like a person is there working hard. It's a low grade happiness. But the proprietor of him, he will not desire such kind of happiness. His happiness will be high on the higher platform. He will desire something more higher according to his status. So similarly, Lord Krishna doesn't enjoy getting good results in this material world or acting in a pious way. It may appear that when Lord Krishna comes in this material world, he gets affected by the law of karma. Sometimes people say that, oh, even Lord Krishna had to suffer. He had to take the curse of different people. And therefore, for them it is more difficult to explain that how Krishna is above all of these karmic activities. Unless they really go deeper in this science and understand that yes, Krishna, although he appeared like a human being, still he was always above the three modes of material nature. Avajanandi ma mudha, manushyam tanum ashrita. Krishna has explained in the 9th chapter that avajananti mamuna, those who are really foolish people, they cannot understand how I appear like a human being. Once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was very strong at this point. He was chastising some people, those who are thinking that Krishna is like an ordinary person. And Srila Prabhupada was like scolding them, rascals and foolish. So one person got little bit hurt. He was thinking that, why you are so strong? Why you are calling them as rascals and fools? So Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse and said that, I am not saying, Krishna himself is saying, avajananti ma mudha. Four types of people, they don't surrender to Naradhama. Like that means namam duskrita na mudha. This type of people, they never surrender to Lord Krishna because they don't want to understand properly. They want to keep themselves separate, independent. Or sometimes they want to become one with the Lord. They want to become the controllers. So therefore, to become the servant of Lord Krishna is not a very palatable thing. To become servant of Krishna or become the servant of the servant of Krishna. Why not I enjoy, I become the controller. I tell everyone that everyone should obey me. But that's not palatable to them. So therefore, they can't surrender to Lord Krishna. And therefore, they suffer in this material world. But here Lord Krishna is giving the solution. How to become free from all this? Namam karmani limpanti. That I don't get affected by karma. When Lord Krishna had appeared 5,000 years before, that time he performed so many activities. He fought with so many people. He killed so many demons. And in fact, he gave liberation to all these demons, those who were killed. It's not that now Krishna had to get that reaction. No. Why Krishna has to take that reaction? He is the Supreme Lord. In fact, he liberates everyone. Even he kills enemies, he gives them the liberation. So, this is a very important aspect. That one should know that Krishna is above all these karmic activities, three modes of material nature. And he doesn't aspire any kind of happiness in this material world because he is already self-situated, Atmara. He is taking pleasure in himself. So, for him, such kind of happiness does not appeal. And Lord Krishna is explaining that he is telling Arjuna that therefore you should act in this spirit. How? Purvairapi mumukshudu. Previously also there were transcendentalist or liberated souls, how they acted. And he is giving the example of, Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of Vivaswan. Sun God Vivasvan. And in the beginning of this chapter, Lord Krishna is telling that Imam Vivasvata Yogam Proktavanam Avyam, that in the beginning I gave this knowledge to Vivasvan, Sun God. And then Sun God gave to Manu, Manu gave to Ikshvaku, and then in this way the knowledge has been handed down to human beings in this material world. So Arjuna was little curious because he thought that how Lord Krishna can give this knowledge to Sun God, because aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvata, that he thought that your birth is sooner, aparam bhavato janma, you have just appeared few years before, param janma vivasvata, but the birth of Sun God Vivasvan is still far before than you. So how katham etad vichaniyam tamado praktavanit, so how can I understand that you had given this knowledge earlier to Sun God? So that's very intelligent query Arjuna put forwards to Lord Krishna. He was attentively hearing what Krishna was telling. So Krishna explains to Arjuna that it is not only Vivasvan Sun God, but all of us, means Bahuni me vyatityani janmani tava charjuna. He is saying that we have taken many many births earlier, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. Because we living entities, we forget what we were in the previous lives, and we will forget in the next life what we are now. If we don't go back home, back to God. If you go back home, back to God, then there is no need of coming back again in this material world. So, why Krishna does not forget? Because Krishna's body is transcendental. He doesn't change his body. His spiritual body remains as it is. It doesn't get affected by the three modes of material nature. And he takes different forms in different millenniums, different yugas, and he appears. So therefore, Lord Krishna doesn't forget who he was in his previous incarnation. So in this way, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna that we have taken many many births earlier. You have forgotten, but I have not forgotten. And therefore, there is a need to give this knowledge to you. And he explained that I appear in every yuga. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkutam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna that I appear every yuga, every millennium, to re-establish the principles of religion, to kill the miscreants, and to protect the devotees. That is the purpose of his incarnation. And then Krishna tells one very important verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes many times. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vyatti tatvat tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti swarjuna. This is very important verse. Janma karma cha me divyam, my birth and activities are transcendental cha divyam. Evam yo veti tatvata. Those who understand his birth and activities in truth, they go detail, and try to understand from bona fide spiritual masters or devotees, those who have received that knowledge in a proper disciplic succession, in a bona fide disciplic succession, then they get the proper knowledge. Then they can understand in truth. Otherwise, for the same activities of Lord Krishna, some people can give a different interpretation. That is another great danger one may face. Because externally, one can judge in a different way and can give his own interpretation. Therefore, it is very important that one should take this knowledge, especially this transcendental knowledge, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, in a proper disciplic succession. Otherwise, there are so many paths in this Kali Yuga especially. There are so many people giving discourses on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. But what is the purpose? What is the benefit one may get? They may tell that Krishna's activities are material, or from fruitive intentions they may narrate these activities. So what happens to such people? Srila Prabhupada is explaining that such people, they become entangled themselves in fruitive reaction. They think that even Lord had to perform these activities and he was subjected to the law of karma. Such people also get entangled into fruitive reactions in this material, because their whole purpose is fruitive. One should not recite Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam to earn money. That should not be one's profession. Then he will get similar results. He will remain entangled in this material. One should give this knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And here this chapter is entitled as Transcendental Knowledge, Devya Jnana. And later on, Lord Krishna explains the different processes of knowledge, and then how to receive that knowledge. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevai upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. Lord Krishna is explaining that knowledge of different sacrifices one should acquire from a bona fide spiritual master. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva. And what one must do? One should submit himself to that spiritual master and serve spiritual master. One should not, one cannot get this knowledge by challenging a spiritual master, that show me God, or by any kind of word jugglery, or making some arguments with the spiritual master. One can never understand, because this knowledge will remain always a mystery for such person. Spiritual master will not easily give this knowledge. He will test disciple, whether disciple is ready or not, whether he has developed that humble service attitude or not. And when that proper attitude is developed, then although spiritual master may not be present physically, but still as a super soul, Chaitya Guru, he will reveal from within. and then everything will become clear to him. So Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that you should act in that way, that those who are liberated souls, those who have achieved perfection earlier, like Sun God Vivasvan, how they achieved the perfection? By following in the footsteps of great acharyas. When somebody follows the instructions given by the spiritual master, then gradually he will make progress. And he will also get the similar results. He will realize that, yes, I am on the proper path. So, in that way, one can achieve perfection in his life and understand Lord Krishna's transcendental nature. Hare Krishna. Somebody has any question? Srimad Bhagavad-gita ki, Srila Prabhupada. Hari, Hari.